call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 a.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Weekdays, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The headlines presently continue to be focused on, in this country, Los Angeles. The fires and the corruption and focus on Karen, what is her name? I'm equating her to a fish. Karen, oh my gosh. Let me get her name. Bass. That's it. Karen Bass and the focus on Gavin Newsom. But the focus really should be on the wind. We're going to discuss the wind from a biblical perspective. I call it a westward wind. But Karen Bass is a communist. She is a communist, Castro supporter. And I have a clip from X, prolificent vent status, and Ryan Bukima. I want you to hear this about Karen Bass so you can know the rest of the story.
November 7, 1983. Remember this date, but first, let me introduce you to Karen Bass. Back in the 1970s, community activist Karen Bass went on at least 15 trips to Cuba, many with a group known as the Venceremos Ramos Brigade, a Marxist group started by the Castro regime to subvert American interests, weaken democracies, and spread communism around the world. Founded in 1969, the Venceremos Ramos Brigade organized trips to Cuba every year for half a century. They attracted the most radicalized and delusional segments of the American left, including overtly Maoist and pro-Soviet communist groups. In fact, a Los Angeles police investigator who infiltrated the group testified to Congress saying that to be a member of the brigade, you had to be confirmed as a Marxist-Leninist, as a brigadista, and then moving up the ranks to organizer for the Venceremos Brigade. Karen Bass visited Cuba every 6 months. Their mission? To radicalize young, impressionable American leftists in terrorist tactics and guerrilla warfare. Members of the Venceremos Brigade were even taught how to make bombs.
Jesus Christ!
Karen Bass admits, on her many pilgrimages to Cuba, she went to see Fidel Castro speak several times, even calling him charismatic. And upon his death, praised him, saying, "The passing of Comandante en Jefe is a great loss to the people of Cuba, even though the people of Cuba see him as a dictator who impoverished their island." Another group, the M19, took its belief in revolutionary anti-imperialism to extremes, violent extremes. The M19 was the first and only women-created and women-led domestic terrorist group. Since their founding in 1978, M19's tactics escalated from robbing armored trucks and abetting prison breaks to building their own explosives and carrying out terrorist bombings. From 1983 to 1984, M19 bombed an FBI office, the Israel Aircraft Industries building, the South African consulate in New York, DC's Fort McNair, and Navy Yard, which they bombed twice. But that wasn't enough for them. On the night of November 7, 1983, the M19 called the U.S. Capitol switchboard and warned them to evacuate the building. Minutes later, the M19 bombed the north wing of the U.S. Capitol. November 7, 2023 marks 40 years since the M19's bombing of the U.S. Capitol. Members of the M19, like Susan Rosenberg, traveled to Cuba with and were radicalized by the Venceremos Brigade. The South Los Angeles Venceremos Brigade was led by Karen Bass, who is now mayor of Los Angeles.
And now you know the rest of the story about Karen Bass. Inquiring minds want to know the truth. And with the fires in L.A. with Karen Bass, with Gavin Newsom, with these hard left communists that rule California for the most part, the people of California are getting what they vote for. It's a punishment, in my view, on individuals that also have been, you might say, they are far left leaning. As far left as Lenin, and they vote in these individuals, because these individuals, for the most part, hold their political views, whether it be communists, socialists, fascists, etc. And so you get to eat the fruit of having your own way. And the fruit, according to Proverbs, is bitter. Bitter fruit. So the people in L.A., the mass, the democracy, the rule of the mass, the rule of the whole, not a democratic republic or republic democracy, but a, just like in France, a democracy where mob rule. You eat the bitter fruit of having your own way. If you don't vote, if you vote emotionally and by your political, your leaning, rather than logically, then what happens is you end up with people like Karen Bass ruling a massive, a great city, the city of fallen angels. These are fallen angels, and punishment eventually comes through these fallen angels, and I'm going to continue to discuss that through the rest of this, the next segments. The winds. I'm going to talk about these winds in the Bible. The Santa Ana winds and man-made winds. And there would be a time in history, and it is now, where there would be an empire that would control the weather. And the control of the weather, the spirits in the air, in conjunction with the fallen angels, Rehav, which is the spirit of wind, would be, have its power, have its base of authority in the West. Not in Europe, not in Asia, in the West, meaning Amaruka, America. I'll be back to continue. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution, what's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Thank you. restless wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, he spent his younger days.
A wayward wind, a restless wind, a wind that was made to wander. And these winds that we have been seeing, the hurricanes going all the way back to Katrina, the big, you might say, the inauguration of the way in which the military-industrial complex uses HAARP technology, weather warfare technology, NEXRAD, microwave, really, you might say, was set in motion more openly in Katrina. As I stated at the end of the first segment, there would be a country, a nation, an empire in the Bible in the years before Christ returns, decades, half a century, that would master and control the wind. Not Russia, not China. They would try to, you might say, put the bit in the mouth of the control of the wind internationally, the spirit of the air. But it would be the United States that would perfect it. We would develop the technology to control the wind. We've done it. Now, this is going to be a little deep, but it's okay. I know you will be able to follow me the rest of the program. What has happened in L.A., I'm going to read you. This is out of Wikipedia. America, the original name of America is Amaruca. And there was a fallen angel that ruled in the Aztec culture. The name of the fallen angel was Quetzalcoatl. Quetzalcoatl. And this spirit was related to the wind. He was the wind of the West. I've talked before about the book Alice in Wonderland and Lewis Carroll. He was a mathematician. He could not explain, as a mathematician, on the level and the same, you might say, in a world where very few, well, there are many men that end up in that world, Einstein and people like this. Lewis Carroll, that wasn't his real name, it was a pen name. But anyhow, he was a brilliant, brilliant man, and he saw through mathematics, through physics, he saw another dimension. He realized another dimension that didn't make sense, but it did make sense. It didn't make sense in the natural world, but would make sense in the invisible world. And in that world, it was sensible, but we couldn't understand it. So he wrote Alice in Wonderland. She goes down a rabbit hole. She meets all these different creatures. And Carol was trying to explain that in that other dimension, there is intellect, there is life, there is consciousness, there is power, there is terror, horror, there is just unimaginable, uncomprehendable. It was a world that was uncomprehendable. The natural world is sensible. The sun rises, the sun sets. Weather patterns come in, they go away. People live, are born, they die. But not in that world. Nothing in that world ever dies. Nothing decays, in a sense. It gets old in that world. Well, the Aztecs, they were under the control, under the influence of Quetzalcoatl, a fallen angel. The United States is also under the direction of many spirits, but a particular spirit called either Marduk or Bel. But like with Quetzalcoatl, the wind of the west, this would be the power of, excuse me, of a great empire. It wouldn't be nuclear weapons. It would be wind. It would be controlling the sky, bringing into existence hurricanes, tornadoes. What's happening in LA is the wind of the west. Now, I'm going to add down this rabbit hole. I'm going to bounce around a little bit, but I'm going to tie everything together like a spider putting together a web. What happened in Los Angeles was allowed by God. Now, stay with me. Don't get ahead of me. Or don't attempt to get ahead of me, because you won't. Chapter 4 of Matthew, Jesus goes into the wilderness to be tempted and tested by the devil. The devil comes, and the tempter says, "If you're God's son, command the stones be made loaves of bread." Christ replies, "It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil, he was the tempter, now he's the devil, took him to the holy city, placed him on the turret, the pinnacle, the gable of the temple. Says to him, "If you're the son of God, throw yourself down. It's written, he will give angels charge over you, and they will bear you up on their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "On the other hand, it's also written, you shall not tempt or test the Lord your God." Then the devil takes him to a very high mountain, shows him all the kingdoms of the world, takes him out 2,000 years to our present time. And he shows Christ all the glory, the splendor, the magnificence, the preeminence, the excellence of these kingdoms of the world. And he says to Christ, "These things I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan. It's written, you shall worship the Lord God, and him alone shall you serve." The devil leaves, departs. The angels come and minister to Christ. So the devil left. Does that mean that the devil ceased operations? Ceased building his kingdoms? No. You can see from the time of that account, each century moving forward through the last 2,000 years, you see how the nations begin to how the societies begin to advance with technology, architecture, everything. Because Satan is building his kingdoms. And Christ gave him the right permission. It's a cosmic law to build his kingdom, to do evil, to slaughter people for 2,000 years, to attack God's people, the Jewish people, the Christian people, the people of the world. And the people of the world would be basically the ant farm to build the splendor and the glory and the magnificence of all that Satan wanted to build in his cosmos. These kingdoms belong to the devil. And what you've just seen in LA and what you're witnessing, Satan is building his kingdom. He's continuing to further his plan to bring splendor through his kingdoms into the world. And to do that, he has to destroy an area in the city of angels, fallen angels, so that he can build his next, move forward his next plan, his next objective, 15-minute cities, preparing for the Olympics in 2028. This is what we're witnessing from a spiritual perspective. He has a right to tear down what he's built at the expense of the ants, those in the ant farm that have built everything. He has a right to tear it down and rebuild. That is exactly in the spiritual world what's happening. And what is his weapon? What is his way? What is he implementing? What vehicle or vessel, or like on a farm, what piece of equipment? It's called the apparatus of weather warfare, centered in Boulder, Colorado, in the high occult mountain of the United States. And from this high occult mountain, this wind of the West is not only going to burn down LA and the fires that took place, three, four years ago, forest fires all over this country, but this is happening internationally. Satan's center of authority and power to control the wind is in Colorado. Right here in Colorado, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. We can talk about it, expose it. We cannot stop it. God has given permission to Satan. It's a cosmic principle. Satan has been allowed to build the kingdoms that Satan offered Christ. But his time to rule these kingdoms is coming to an end. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catch slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com.
Thousands and tens of thousands of people in L.A. were looking for the pot of gold. And their life savings, all that they owned, some, their lives, have lost everything. And the homeless problem has just increased. A great percentage of the people that have been they've had their life savings burned are not going to recover. There's not going to be a recovery from this fire. Going back to what I was stating at the end of the last segment, Satan has a right to place individuals like communists like Karen Bass or Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, Feinstein, before she passed away. Satan is building his kingdom. And by reading Matthew chapter 4, the account of when Christ was tempted by the serpent, by the devil, You will be able to understand that Christ did not rebuke Satan and forbid him from building his empires, his kingdom, the cosmos of darkness. Christ just said that he would not fall down and worship the devil. So Satan has been building his kingdoms to the present. And to build the kingdoms, eventually, Christ would have to allow certain technologies that had been forbidden. But Christ would allow these technologies that would be used to depopulate millions and billions of people from off the face of the earth, not in the past, in the time we are in. And Satan has a right to burn down a city. I hate to present it to you like that, but it's just in the Bible. The concept is there. And if Satan decides that what is best for LA and that burn area is to put in 15-minute cities, to put in a whole new climate change agenda with every intricate detail, he has a right to do it. There are limits to what he can do. He cannot halt prophecy. Satan cannot interfere. He cannot change prophecy. He's not allowed to change one dot or one tittle, jot or tittle. Everything that's in the Bible will happen. Satan has a right to control a billion people through a false religion called Islam. He has that right. Satan has a right to a workforce. He has a right to employ people in the world of religion, economics, education, militaries. He has a right to new technology. Quetzalcoatl, the wind of the West. Satan has been given permission to understand microwave and future technologies to steer weather. He's been given the right to introduce to these scientists the way in which to add weight to the air above, to the atmosphere, 30,000 feet up, through aluminum, through all these different chemicals. He's allowed to have knowledge of what is needed to control the weather. And he's been given permission to have an empire that is going to, you might say, that will direct all of the latest technology. The world will get technology also, but empire, a nation, Amaruka, the land of the plumed serpent that controls the wind of the West, would be given power and authority to, would be given the technology and the way to use air, pneuma, as a weapon, along with water, combining both. There was an account where Christ is on a sea with his disciples, which would become apostles, and the wind came up, and it was about to swamp the boat. The waves were beating, crashing against the side of the boat. The wind was blowing. It was a tempest. The disciples feared for their lives, because when you're in water and the waves are high, even if you're trying to swim, the waves beating against you, eventually you're going to wear yourself out and you're not going to be able to stay afloat. You're going to drown. It doesn't need to be a huge lake, but waves hitting you in the face, in the back, eventually you're going to wear out. You're going to tire and you're going to drown. So they knew the worst thing that could happen to them is to end up in the water. Christ was asleep in the bottom part of the boat. I guess there was a small room, and they woke him up, told him what was happening. You're sleeping, don't you care? We're going to perish. What did he do? He rebuked the wind. He rebuked, the name of the wind was called Rahav in Hebrew, Rahab or Rahav. He rebuked the wind and commanded the sea to be still. In the seas, there's a monster. There is a creature in the oceans. We call it a sea monster, but he rebuked the sea and he rebuked the wind, commanded them to be still. The scientists of our day take these Bible stories and they try to figure out how Christ did that. I'll be back.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Okay, by taking you down a rabbit hole into another dimension, hopefully you'll get to see what happens down there, the orders in that the orders that are given in that invisible world affect the natural world. This devil that tempted Christ, he communicates with his people, with his children, with his servants. He has servants. He can communicate with Anthony Fauci, with Bill Gates, Barry Satoro, with Klaus Schwab. He communicated with Hitler, the SS, through their mediums, through seances, through the reading of crystal balls, through astrologers, astrologers who map out the heavens, and they can see Satan's plan in the heaven, and will counsel kings and pharaohs. And Quetzalcoatl, this fallen angel of the Aztecs, he demanded sacrifice. If he couldn't have blood sacrifice, then he demanded misery. He demanded that there would be pain and suffering. There are those that do, like in Ukraine, in my view, there must be blood sacrifice. And so this is why almost a million soldiers have died. There's probably 2 million wounded. I think 780,000, 750,000 have already lost their lives on Ukrainian side. Christ stated there would be these wars. But then in L.A., well, maybe there's going to be 250. Like, let's say out in North Carolina, there are accounts of maybe 10,000 people that have lost their lives. Quetzalcoatl demanded, and with the Mayan and the Incas also, they demanded blood sacrifice. Mel Gibson's Apocalypto, excellent movie. You can see what was happening in Central America before the Spanish came. God used the Catholic Church in Spain to stop the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of people. But if there can't be, sometimes you won't have blood sacrifice. But still, Satan demands something. If people in power are going to retain that power and authority, they have to work with the rest of the family in the agendas that have been revealed either through the World Economic Forum, the UN, through the Green Movement, climate change movement, and they take orders. Newsom is taking orders. Karen Bass is taking orders. But they've been groomed to comply, to obey, to yield. It has nothing to do with the shame. They don't care. They'll comply. So if Rahav, the wind, if this program, if it demands misery and chaos, destruction, hardship, so be it. Down in the, on the other side of that membrane, on the other side of that invisible wall, Satan is building his kingdom. The world is still ruled by him, not much longer, but until the last day when he is when the kingdoms of this earth and this world are given and put in the hands of Messiah, in the hands of God's Christ, in the hands of Jesus Christ, Satan will build his kingdom. And if he can't build it, he will destroy it. He will. This is why there's going to be 1 billion to 3 to 4 billion people that are going to die. These viruses, these plagues were just at the beginning. It's going to accelerate like the fire in LA. Each hour, it accelerated. And this is what's going to happen with the death that has begun and will continue tomorrow, next week, next month, the rest of this season, into the spring. This is what the world is up against employees of Satan that Christ refused to bow down to and worship. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez podcasts are archived on 1360khnc.com.
Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound. Apply direct pressure and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop. Safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Okay, so OK, Okay, hold on.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it.
I'll see if I can jump over the music. So,
be happy
with this spirit, Quetzalcoatl, the wind of the west, this fallen angel that was the god worshipped by the Aztecs. He was related to the wind. He was a patron god of the Aztec priesthood, was one of the important gods in the Aztec pantheon, like Tlaloc, Tezcatlipoca, and Huitzilopochtli, gods of rain, gods of wind, gods of rain. Christ rebuked the wind, and he stilled the sea. And mankind has had a desire. The occult world has, you might say, lusted and desired to have power over the wind. Well, it has come to pass. And the nation in the world that would have power over the wind, have the technology, have the way in which would have all of the equipment, would be the United States. Russia is going to be extinct as a nation within 9 months. China, America will never allow China to use this kind of weaponry on us. So, Quetzalcoatl is also equated to rattlesnakes, to the serpent, to the wind. He's a happy eagle, And the earliest known documentation of the worship of the feathered serpent occurred in Teotihuacan in the first century BC. So 400 to 600 AD. And we, this country, America, has mastered the wind. And it's going to master it even more perfectly as time goes on. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.